Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Yesterday, we launched a series called The Invitation. It's a teaching series through the book of the Acts, A-C-T-S. Now, if you're not familiar with Bible and where it fits, so the Old Testament starts with four books that we call the Gospels, written by four Gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Right after that comes the book Acts. Acts was predominantly written by Luke, who penned the third Gospel. And it is the story of what happens from Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, and ascension into the birth and the leading of a new church, a brand new movement inside of the world that is still now in 2016 going full force and yet running into some of the very similar challenges that the first century church had. So today, let's talk with that in mind about having a radical trust as we attempt to live, to pray, to preach, and serve like the first church was called to. And that's going to cost us a radical trust. Now, in the Old Testament, the book of Daniel is rich with symbolism. But maybe the overarching theme is built on trust. Listen to the scripture in Daniel chapter 3, beginning of verse 17. If we're thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your false gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Now, radical trust means that we are going to trust God even when he doesn't come through, or at least come through in our eyes. You know, one of my favorite songs these days is Trusting You by Lauren Daigle. And one of the lines in there is that even when you don't move the mountains I need you to move, I trust in you. Even when you don't part the waters that I want to walk through, I trust in you. You know, when we're looking and trying to grasp, how do we have a radical trust to live out this kind of Acts 29 lifestyle where the story is still being written in our narrative? Well, let me give you a couple of examples. You're not pregnant, but you still trust God. Think about that. You don't have a job, but you still trust God. You have been betrayed, but you still trust God. You're sick, but you still trust God. You're lonely, but you still trust God. You're afraid, but you still trust God. You see, your wise decision-making is based on God's trustworthiness. You know he's able, but it is still about him and his timing. We often like to try and force God into our watches and think that there is somehow, some way that God is bound by our time, but he is not. And sometimes we won't compromise our convictions because we trust him. Isn't that a beautiful place to be? It doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem right often when God doesn't deliver on our time schedule or in the way that we would like to see things happen. But why compromise when we know a God is very trustworthy? You see, God has a bigger picture in mind. Don't be held captive by your finite knowledge and understanding. You can still trust the one with infinite wisdom and understanding. You're not alone in the current fire of adversity. The Lord is with you. Your faith has been bolstered and it's not extinguished because you know God is walking with you. His faith is fireproofed by the Spirit of God walking and living in you. You see, the flames of hell are no match for the fire from heaven. Make sense? You see, trusting God is not just for the good times. There is a radical trust required as prosperity pelts your faith. Think about that. Radical trust is much needed when things get hot in the kitchen, when you lose something precious or you've refused something you deserve. This is the time to ratchet up your radical trust. It's for times like this that God has molded your faith. Trust God today and don't worry about the uncertainty of tomorrow. This is radical trust in Jesus. If you obsess over fear of the future, you'll most certainly be defined with the ambiguity and negative consequences that come with worry. Listen, that unwittingly we can create a self-fulfilling prophecy with just the negative talk that we have with ourselves. Listen to me, friend. You can worry yourself sick, and you can worry others sick, or you're of no use today because you're worried about tomorrow. You're stuck in the inertia of distrust, but the Lord can be trusted. Meditate on his faithfulness today. Think through what we talked about on the book of Acts, that what is it we're to pray for? What is it we're to preach? And who is it that we're to serve? Maybe we want to ask ourselves today, do I radically trust the Lord with past events and decisions? And how can I know that he is trustworthy? Well, you keep reading in the book of Acts and you'll hear it chapter after chapter after chapter. Listen, friend, when you were younger, radical faith marked you as a follower of Jesus. Reignite that passion for him today. Lay aside the sins of disbelief and worry. The cross of Jesus and his resurrection are radical. So trust God, even if he has not or does not come through in your mind, he is still trustworthy. So be radical in your trust. Go kill it today. It's Monday. The whole world doesn't expect you to ratchet it up and make it happen, but why not go against the flow? And on this Monday, go kill it. I look forward to seeing you the rest of the week. God bless you. Bye now.